弟兄姊妹，复活节快乐
！Happy Easter, brothers and sisters。
熟悉我的人呢，都知道我不是这个世界上驾驶技术最娴熟的司机。
People who know me knows that I am not the best driver。
其实我的家呢离教会很近，开车呢只需要三分钟。
I actually live very close to the church, and it only takes about 3 minutes for me to get here。
但是刚开始的时候呢。我开车都是必须要用手机地图的导航才能回到家里去。
But I would always have to use maps to get home.
我开车呢非常严重的依赖这个手机地图的导航。
I'm actually very dependent on the GPS system on my phone.
试想啊，有一天晚上我开在一个完全没有灯光的路上。
Imagine that I'm driving on a road with no lights.
我不知道应该怎么开，但是我在那个手机地图的导航上面呢，设置了一个要去一个美丽的地方。
I don't know the road there, but on my phone, I set the destination to a very beautiful place.
但是呢，突然我发现翻车了。
But all of a sudden, I realized that the car flipped over.
啊，你能够想到。那个时候会有多么的受挫，这个梦想破碎的感觉是多么的痛苦。
Now, you can imagine how your dreams will be shattered in that moment.
我们今天呢，讲到的题目是耶稣复活的喜乐。
Today, our topic is the joy of Jesus' resurrection.
我们讲到的经文呢是路加福音的24章33到53节。
We will be referencing Luke chapter 24, verse 33 to 53.
我们在开始之前呢，一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray before we start.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Our dear Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样一个美好的清晨，让我们一起来庆祝你的复活。
We thank you for giving us such a beautiful morning to celebrate your resurrection.
你为我们死在十字架上。
You died for us on the cross.
但是死亡不能够拘禁你。
But death cannot stop you.
那个坟墓是空的坟墓。
The grave is empty.
你已经从死亡中复活。
And you have already resurrected from the death.
你的复活呢，带给我们希望。
Your resurrection brings us hope.
也带着我们呢，一同呢，从死亡中重新的再活过来。
And also brings us along with you to resurrect from the death.
我们把今天早上的时间完全的仰望在你的手中。
We give our following time in your hands.
愿你得着一切你所配得的感谢和赞美。
And may you receive all the thankfulness that you deserve.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, we thank you and your children, pray in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
其实呢，2000年前左右，有一群人，他们呢，这个挫败感更大。
Actually, 2000 years ago, there's a group of people who had a bigger sense of frustration.
他们呢，本来呢，好像是设定了一个目的地，在这个手机导航里面，他们非常的信靠这个导航，但是发现呢，突然好像翻车了。
They set their destination as if they were on their phone to a place, and they very much wanted to get there.
两千年前这群人是什么样的人呢
？And 2000 years ago, what kind of people are these?
他们是耶稣的门徒。
These are the disciples of Jesus.
那么他们想要去的这个目的地是什么地方呢
？Now where is the destination they're trying to get to?
我们一起来读马太福音的20章21节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 20 verse 21.
求你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在你的右边，一个坐在你左边。
Grant that one of these two sons of mine.May sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom.
考大家一下，这是谁在讲话
？A quick quiz: Who is speaking here?
谁的母亲？约翰和雅各的母亲。
It is the mother of John.
他们在对他在对谁讲话
？And who are they talking to?
他们在对他在对耶稣讲话。
He is talking to Jesus.
其实从肉身上来讲呢，这个约翰和雅各其实是。耶稣他的表弟
John and Jacob are actually the cousins of Jesus.
那么在这里是什么意思呢？是不是我来到教会里看见这个有一个空座位，然后问旁边的人说这个座位有没有人坐，我能不能坐在你的旁边呢
And what does this phrase imply? Does it imply that there's an empty seat next to you and you ask the person, can I sit next to you?
不是这样的。
No, it's not like this.
他在这里呢是说将来在你的国里。
Here it says, in your future kingdom.
让我这两个儿子呢一个坐在你的左边一个坐在你的右边。
Let these two of my sons sit one at your left and one at your right.
他们对于耶稣基督呢他们对于耶稣是有很高的期待的。
They have this huge expectation for Jesus.
他们称呼耶稣是大卫的子孙。
They call Jesus the descendant of David.
大卫王呢曾经是这个以色列国历史上最强大的国王。
And David used to be the most powerful king of the Israelites.
但是此时此刻呢这个以色列是在罗马帝国的殖民统治之下的。
But at this very moment, they are currently under the occupation of the Romans.
已经被外族呢压迫了几百年的时间。
And have been oppressed for hundreds of years.
他们对耶稣基督的期待。
Their expectations for Jesus.
是 make Israel great again.
It's like making Israel great again.
然后呢当耶稣基督掌权的时候这个母亲希望他的两个儿子坐在他左右两边跟他一起来掌权。
And the mother wants her sons to sit on the two sides of Jesus when he gets power.
但是呢突然这些耶稣的门徒发现他们的梦想破灭了。
But these disciples realize that their dreams have been shattered.
他们期待的革命呢并不是耶稣基督想要带来的革命。
The revolution they want is different than the revolution that Jesus is going to bring.
这些门徒包括以色列的民众他们期待的是一个政治上的革命。
These people, these disciples, as well as their followers, wants a political revolution.
他们期待的是一个民族主义的领袖带领他们一个军事上的革命政治上的革命要推翻罗马的统治。
They want a political revolution to push over and overthrow the Roman government.
要重新恢复大卫王当时那种强盛的这个国家和荣耀。
And to return to a state where they have the same level of power as David once had.
但是呢他们突然发现他们期待的那样一个民族主义军事的领袖怎么会那样可怜的就被这个罗马人钉死在十字架上。
But they realized that the military leader that they once wanted just got nailed to the cross like that.
哦他们的这个信心完全的被这个被打碎了。
Their faith is shattered.
但是耶稣他要带来的革命是一个属灵的革命。
But Jesus will bring a spiritual revolution.
耶稣要带来的呢并不是一个民族主义的只为以色列人的革命而是为全人类的革命。
He's not going to bring a revolution just for the people of Israel, but rather for everyone.
耶稣要带来的是一场为全人类战胜黑暗、罪恶和死亡权势的属灵的革命。
Jesus is going to bring a spiritual revolution that will have everyone conquer the darkness and death.
我们来读这个马太福音的二十六章五十六节。
We read Matthew chapter 26, verse 56.
门徒都离开他逃走了。
Then all the disciples deserted him and fled.
哇那个时候这些门徒他们的梦想完全的破碎了。
At that moment, the dreams of these disciples all have been shattered.
甚至他们觉得他们被耶稣这个背叛了。
And they even feel betrayed by Jesus.
他们觉得耶稣肯定是个大骗子。
They feel that Jesus is a liar.
他真的是神的儿子吗？怎么能那样这个无助的就被别人逮捕，被这个鞭打，最后被钉死在十字架上？
Is he really the son of God? If so, how can he just be captured like that and nailed to the cross?
这里说门徒都离开他逃走了。
It says here, all the disciples left him and fled.
这个彼得呢？还有一点点这个不完全的信心他跟着耶稣到了这个大祭司的院子里。
Now, Peter has a little bit of fluctuation in what he believes right now. And he follows the Pharisees to the temple?
The courtyard of
the
high priest. 然后我们看马太福音的二十六章七十四节这里是这个大祭司的一个使女。来问彼得，哎，你是不是跟那个拿撒勒人耶稣一起的
？And here it talks about somebody asking Peter, "Do you know that man?"
这个使女呢，应该是一个最没有威胁的人物。
使女
maid, servant maid.
And a servant maid should be somebody with no power.
但是彼得呢，都赶紧起咒发誓说我不认得那个人。
But even in this instance, Peter rejects the fact that he knew Jesus.
这些门徒他们经历了失去领袖的痛苦。
These disciples suffered the loss of their leader.
他们这个破碎的盼望。
Their hopes are shattered.
还有他们内心的惶恐。
And they fear with their lives.
我们今天的信息呢，分成三个部分。
Our message today will be divided into three sections.
第一个部分呢，是耶稣身体复活的喜乐。
One is the joy of Jesus' bodily resurrection.
第二个部分呢，是耶稣同在的喜乐。
Second is the joy of Jesus' presence.
第三个呢，是宣扬福音的喜乐。
Three is the joy of proclaiming the gospel.
我们一起来读约翰福音20:19。
Let's read John chapter 20, verse 19.
那日，就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒因怕犹太人，所在的地方门都关了。耶稣来，站在当中，对他们说，愿你们平安。
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you.
因为耶稣被捕，还有他的这个被处死，被非常残忍的方式处死，是这些门徒他们都看到的。
Because these disciples of Jesus, they all saw the nailing to the cross of Jesus and this brutal way of punishment.
他们的内心被恐惧所充满。
Their hearts are filled with fear.
这里呢，特别是说他们把门呢都关了。
And here especially says that they have locked all the doors.
这时候呢，耶稣突然的站在他们当中。
And at this moment, Jesus suddenly stood among them.
在路加福音24:36，我们一起来读。
In Luke chapter 24, verse 36, let's read.
正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中，说：“愿你们平安。”
While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you."
我相信耶稣不是偷偷的从窗户那边外面爬进来的。
I believe Jesus didn't crawl through the window secretly.
耶稣呢，以一种非常神奇的方式，超自然的方式，突然的出现，站在他们当中。
Because Jesus, in mysterious ways, suddenly stood among them.
然后耶稣呢，跟他们打招呼，说：“愿你们平安。”
And Jesus tells them, "Peace be with you."
本来这个 shalom, 这个希伯来文，或者耶稣他可能讲的是亚兰文，是一个平时日常生活中这个以色列人他们打招呼的用语。
Typically, shalom is something that's said very commonly to greet each other.
但是这个时候呢，耶稣讲的愿你们平安有特别的含义。
But at this moment, when Jesus said, peace be with you, it had a different meaning.
因为这些门徒呢，他们没有平安。
Because these disciples did not have peace among them.
他们现在特别的需要从主来的平安。
And they really need that peace from the Lord.
然后我们一起来读路加福音24:37。
Now let's read Luke chapter 24, verse 37.
他们却惊慌害怕，以为所看见的是魂。
They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost.
他们以为是看见一个幽灵，一个魂魄，一个这个人死后可能他那个非物质、非身体的那一部分。
They think that they saw a ghost, rather something that's not really a body and not really matter.
不光是在以色列人中间。
Not only among the Israelites.
包括在中国人，还有全世界很多的民族里面，其实人们通常是相信人除了身体之外还有非物质的部分。
Even in Chinese history and other cultures, they also believe that apart from the human body, there's a ghost-like thingy.
觉得呢，可能会有灵魂，会有魂魄，或者你叫幽灵也好，会有这样非物质的存在。
Whether you call it a ghost or a spirit, something like that exists.
耶稣知道他们以为他们看见的自己呢是一个魂。
Jesus knows that the disciples thought they saw himself as a ghost.
但是耶稣呢，要特别的来扭转他们这样的观念。
And Jesus is here to change that thought.
我们一起来读路加福音24:39。
In Luke chapter 4, verse 39.
你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道实在是我了。摸我看看，魂无骨无肉，你们看，我是有的。
Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see.A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have here.
耶稣呢，要让他们看，而且甚至是要摸， 知道他的身体呢是真实的复活了的。
Jesus needs them to see and touch to know that he himself, his body, has fully resurrected.
而且耶稣特别要让他们看他的手和脚，这是为什么？
And Jesus especially wants them to see his feet and hands. Why is this?
具体要看什么？
What are they looking at?
是要看耶稣手和脚上钉十字架时候的钉痕。
They're looking at the scars from the nails.
耶稣真的要让我们知道他的复活是身体的复活。
Jesus really needs them to know that this is a bodily resurrection.
为什么身体复活如此的重要？
And why is this bodily resurrection so important?
就像我前面讲的，其实如果说我们相信一个人的灵魂会复活，在大多数的文化里面，这个不是一个很有挑战的事情。
Because if we were to say that somebody's spirit will resurrect, this is not a very unbelievable phenomenon in many cultures.
但是耶稣一定要让我们确信他的复活呢是身体的复活。
But Jesus needs them to know that this is a bodily resurrection.
为什么如此重要呢？因为他证实了耶稣他战胜死亡。
Because this tells them that Jesus has defeated death.
他应验了旧约中的预言。
He has fulfilled the Old Testament's prophecies.
还有最重要的是跟我们相关的，确保我们的救恩。
And most importantly, it secures our salvation.
这个哥林多前书十五章二十节这里说，但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。
In 1 Corinthians 15:20, it says, But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep.
因着耶稣的复活，我们不管是已经这个死去的人，还是将来会死去的人，是有盼望的。
With the resurrection of Jesus, those who have died already and those who will die now have hope.
哥林多前书十五章十四节这里说，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
In 1 Corinthians 15:14, it says, And if Jesus had not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
在路加福音二十四章四十节，我们一起来读这一节。
We read Luke 24:40.
说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。
And when he said this, he showed them his hands and feet.
我们看耶稣一而再、再而三的要让门徒确信他的复活是身体的复活。
Jesus repeatedly wanted to emphasize to the disciples that his body resurrected.
他通过把这个手和脚上的钉痕让这个门徒看见、摸到呢，证实他的身份。
Through the display of his scars on his hands and feet, he displays his identity.
他确实就是那一位被钉十字架的耶稣。
He is that Jesus that was nailed to the cross.
而且证明他的复活呢，不是幽灵，而是真实的、物质的、身体的复活。
And proves that he is not a ghost, but he has fully resurrected with his body.
我们一起来读这个二十四章四十一到四十三节。
Let's read verse 24:41-43.
耶稣就说：“你们这里有什么吃的没有？”他们便给他一片烧鱼，他接过来，在他们面前吃了。
He asked them, Do you have any here to eat? Do you have anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence.
我读到这节经文的时候，我第一反应是耶稣肚子饿了。
The first thing I thought was, Jesus is hungry.
他有身体上的需要。
He has a bodily need.
但是更重要的是，这节经文，耶稣体恤到门徒，还有包括我们的需要。
But most importantly, it shows that the disciples and our need.
我们的需要是什么呢？是我们这个对于他的身体复活的确信。
What do we need? We need the assurance that he has resurrected.
耶稣让我们看他的身体，摸他的身体，然后这时候还要告诉我们他的身体会饥饿，而且还是可以吃东西的。
He lets us see, he lets us feel, and now he shows us that he also needs to eat.
为什么耶稣一而再、再而三的要让我们确信他的复活是身体的复活？
Why does Jesus over and over again have us confirm that he has resurrected?
因为这个事情对我们来说太重要。
Because this is so important to us.
我们来到今天讲到的第二个部分，就是耶稣同在的喜乐。
In our second section, we talk about the joy of Jesus' resurrection.
我们一起来读路加福音二十四章四十四节。
We read Luke chapter 24, verse 44.
摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的凡指着我的话都必应验。
everything must be fulfilled, what is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms.
这里提到三个部分，摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇，为什么会提这三个部分呢？
Three things are mentioned here. The law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. Why are these mentioned?
其实这是犹太人他们所指啊，我们现在叫旧约圣经，那个时候没有新约圣经，就是希伯来圣经，用这三个部分代指整本的这个希伯来圣经。
In the Old Testament, the whole Bible consists of these three portions.
然后呢，他是说这些里面的这个预言要在他身上应验。
And these prophecies, he says, will become true on him.
在24章45节，这里我们一起来读。
In verse 45, we read,
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures.
有的时候有弟兄姐妹说，哎呀，圣经很难读，我读不懂，干脆听你讲就好了。
Many brothers and sisters says that the Bible is really difficult to read, and we should just listen to you talk.
我说你可以祷告啊，求神来开启你的心窍，让你可以明白圣经。
But I say that you should pray, because Jesus will allow you to understand his scriptures.
我们看耶稣他的显现，然后体恤这些门徒，他们的软弱，让这些门徒经历了很大的转变。
We see that the presence of Jesus and the weakness of his disciples.Caused a very big shift in the thinking of the disciples.
首先，他们从困惑到明白。
They went from
confusion to understanding.
They went from confusion to understanding.
从怀疑到确信。
They went from doubt to conviction.
而且呢，从惧怕到勇敢。
And they went from being fearful to courageous.
在24章46节，我们一起来读。
In verse 46, we read.
照经上所写的，基督必受害。第三日从死里复活。
This is what is written: the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day.
耶稣开启了他们心窍，让他们能够明白旧约圣经中对耶稣所预言的。
Jesus opened up their hearts and allowed them to understand the prophecies of the Old Testament.
然后耶稣在这里说呢，照经上所写的，基督必受害，而且呢，第三天从死里复活。
And Jesus tells them that.The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day.
在罗马书六章五节，这里说，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
We see in Romans chapter 6 verse 5, for if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his.
有的人问我说，人要能够跟神恢复关系，是不是必须要借助这样一个道成肉身的神的儿子？
People ask me, if we want to
be reconciled with God.
If we want to be reconciled with the Lord, do we have to go through a resurrection like his?
因为作为被造物的我们和宇宙的创造主，我们中间的这个差距其实是非常非常大的。
Because our sinful selves has a huge difference between us and the Lord that created the universe.
背离神的有罪的我们跟圣洁的主这个差距是非常非常大的。
The Holy Lord and the sinful people, which is us, have a huge discrepancy and a gap.
而耶稣呢，他作为神与人中间唯一的一个连接点，作为一个桥梁。
And Jesus as the single connection point between us and the single bridge.
他带着我们跟他一起死了。
He brings us to die with him.
而且他又带着我们一起跟他复活。
And he brings us to resurrect with him.
那么有的时候这个弟兄姐妹会说，我们都知道耶稣在十字架上的死是为谁死的呢？
And many brothers and sisters can answer this. Who did Jesus die for?
是为我们死的。
He died for us.
那么我再问大家，耶稣基督的复活是为谁复活的呢？
And let me ask, who did he resurrect himself for?
一样是为我们复活的。
And similarly, it's for us.
有的时候呢，这个我们花的可能 90% 的精力在强调耶稣基督在十字架上代赎的死亡。
We almost spend 90% of our efforts emphasizing that Jesus died on the cross.
好像有的时候呢，我们轻描淡淡写的一笔带过提到耶稣基督的复活。
It's almost as if sometimes we forget to mention his resurrection.
Briefly.
Same difference.
Yeah.
好像呢，是有一本这个英雄的小说。
It's almost like a heroic novel.
整本呢书都在讲这个超级英雄怎么样英勇的跟邪恶的敌人做斗争。
And it talks about how the hero battles with the evil.
后来呢，他就这样的牺牲了自己。
And he sacrifices himself.
大家读到这里的时候呢，觉得哇，太悲伤了。
And everyone is so sad when they reach this point.
后来在这本小说的后记里面呢，提到这位超级英雄其实并没有真正的死。
And in the sequel,
epilogue,
it says that the hero didn't actually die.
有一个好心人呢，在战场上发现了他。
There's a kind person who found him.
带他回家，给他细心的照料。后来他又活过来了。
Took him home and then allowed him to recover.
我们读到这里的时候觉得哇，这个太安慰这个我们人心了。
And we get so much comfort from reading this.
但事实上不是这样的。
But it's not like this in reality.
如果耶稣的这个复活不是更重要的话，他至少是跟耶稣的死是同等重要的。
If Jesus' resurrection is not more important, it is at least equally important compared to his death.
因为我们与耶稣基督的联合，他带着我们一起死，然后一起复活。
Because Jesus takes us to die with him and resurrect with him.
跟他一起死的呢，是有罪的我们的原本的样子。
And to die with him is to take our sins to its death.
和他一起复活的呢，是全新的新造的人。
And to resurrect with him is to become a new person.
我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分，就是宣扬福音的喜乐。
In part three, we will talk about the joy of proclaiming the gospel.
在这一章的47节，我们一起来读。
In verse 47, we read,
并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。
And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.
耶稣基督向他们显现，给他们安慰，而且让他们确信耶稣基督已经复活。
Jesus gives them the comfort that he has already resurrected.
然后马上呢就给他们这样的命令，是要奉他的名去传这样的道。
And he immediately follows by commanding them to go and spread his word.
在使徒行传一章八节。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
我们一起来读。
We read.
但圣灵临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
耶稣要我们去为他做见证。
Jesus wants us to be witnesses.
具体为什么事情做见证？
And witnesses to what?
我们想可能是为他在十字架上的死来做见证。
Maybe it's to be a witness to the fact that he died on the cross.
但事实上，耶稣基督死在十字架上被很多很多人都看见了。
But realistically, many people saw him die on the cross.
而且呢，这个死亡在我们的生活中，我们是经常看到的。
And death is just so common among us.
这个不是一个特别需要做见证的事情。
This death is not something to bear witness to.
耶稣基督要这些门徒为他去做见证，最具体最重要的事情是为他的复活做见证。
Jesus wants us to bear witness and the disciples to bear witness to his resurrection.
做见证本来呢是一个术语。
To bear witness
is a term, is terminology.
Is a terminology.
是什么样的术语呢？是一个法律上的术语。
And what kind of terminology is it? It's a terminology in law.
那么在法庭上，这个法官问，这个事情有谁能够作证？
In a court of law, the judge asks,Who can testify to this?
要有证人在这说，我来作证。
And a witness has to be there to testify.
耶稣基督差派我们去为他的复活做见证。
And Jesus has us be witnesses.
法官问，有谁能为这个叫做耶稣的拿撒勒人的复活作证？
When the judge asks, who can bear witness to this Jesus of Nazareth?
你就站起来说，我作证。
You ought to stand up and say, I am a witness.
我证明他复活的大能在我生命中改变了我。
I can bear witness that His power has changed my life.
现在的我跟过去的我不一样了。
The me now is different from the me before.
如果不是耶稣基督他复活的大能，这个改变是不可以发生的。
And if it wasn't for the power of Jesus, this change would not have happened.
到了最后呢，我想请大家一起来背诵一节经文。
At the end, I want everyone to memorize a verse.
多年以后呢，我今天早上讲的可能大家都会忘记。
Many years later, many people will forget what I have talked about this morning.
至少呢，我们背下来一节圣经的神的话语。
But let's at least memorize a verse of God's word.
我们一起来读三遍，三遍之后呢，有考试。
We will read this three times, and then we will have a test afterwards.
照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。
This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day.
大家准备好了吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
And when you're ready, recite this to the person next to you. You guys memorized that really quickly. Let's end in a prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, we thank you for this precious verse. Thank you for letting us know that you not only died on the cross, but you also bring us with you to resurrect.
你体恤我们的信心软弱。
You know that our faith is weak.
你让我们看你，摸你的身体。
So you tell us to look at you and touch you.
而且你也给我们看，你会饥饿，你也会吃东西。
And you show us that you're hungry.
你真的让我们知道，这个复活是真实的复活，是身体的复活。
And above all else, you tell us that this is a true resurrection, a bodily resurrection.
谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, we thank you. We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.